The U.S. may be facing a winter full of fevers, coughs, sore throats, and chills. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein looks at the warning signs for flu season.
The flu has come roaring back since the pandemic. This year's season is just getting going, but there are already clues it could be another nasty one.
Yeah, if you squint, yeah, perhaps we're headed for a big flu season.
Richard Webby studies the flu at the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis.
The flu season might have a little bit of a punch to it this year.
The first sign is what the flu did in the Southern Hemisphere's winter. That often predicts what's coming for the Northern Hemisphere.
They had some pretty decent flu activity in many parts of the Southern Hemisphere. It actually lasted for a longer period of time. Sort of the tail of the season went on for longer than typical,
making more people sick. And now parts of the Northern Hemisphere, like the UK, are getting hit hard. That often foreshadows what's coming for the US. And there's another clue, the dominant flu variant so far. It's called H3N2, and H3N2 viruses are often more dangerous.
H3 tends to be a little bit more problematic. So when we have an H3N2 season, we tend to have a little bit more activity, a little bit more disease at the severe end of the spectrum.
Especially among older people. And Caitlin Rivers, an epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins, says a tricky new H3N2 strain recently evolved.
There is basically a new variant of influenza circulating that has mutated a little bit. And that means that it's just different enough from what your body or the vaccine may recognize that it can kind of get around those protections. I do not expect that the vaccine will be a total miss, but it may not be as good of a match as if we hadn't seen this new variant.
That said, early data from the UK indicate the vaccines are working well enough, so Rivers and others are urging anyone who hasn't already gotten a flu shot to get one, pronto.
Definitely get it as soon as possible. If you haven't already, now is the time. Because activity is low right now, but it is increasing, and it will continue to increase straight through until we hit peak, which is usually around the holiday season. There's no sense in waiting when we are barreling into flu season.
It takes about 2 weeks for immunity to kick in, and don't forget, the flu often kills tens of thousands of Americans every winter. Rob Stein, NPR News.